Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And I'm really excited about our expert today because I have known her for not quite sure how many years, but I have to honestly say, I can't imagine not having her in my life. She's just that awesome. And I'm just going to put that out there. So today we're going to be talking about how to dress your business for success with Krista Beavers. And let me tell you a little bit about her. So Krista Beavers is the founder of Guardian Accounting Services, serving the public for 10 plus years. She's a speaker on finance and shares her signature customized system, Dress Your Business for Success, with audiences in California and beyond. She has clients and serves them across the United States, including startups, brick and mortar, corporations, and solopreneurs. Her services are customized to the needs of the client, from accounting, consulting, payroll, to CFO. Her business growth is driven by referrals from satisfied customers whose businesses have grown using her services. She's also a master business growth strategist. She works directly with her clients to help them make the decisions that will drive growth, including how to scale the business at the right time. She's the mother to two sons and a wife who is devoted to her family. She is passionate about being of service to her community. And I have to tell you, she's so community-minded. Like, if we have time, we can kind of delve into that a little bit about how you actually serve your community, both local and national. And also, I think it is really important. I want to be able to say she's a master networker, probably one of the few people that I know that network intentionally like I do, and knows how to do an introduction, knows how to do a referral, and knows how to do it right. So I know that's not necessarily what we're talking about today, but I just want everybody to know that you like totally get that and you've got it going on. So I told you that she was near and dear to me and I am sharing her with you. But Krista, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Well, hello, Patty, and thank you for having me on the show today. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. So I have to tell you, I want to kind of jump right in here, right? And so let's talk about accounting services, right? So everybody and anybody who networks probably knows somebody who does accounting. But I feel like just because they say accounting doesn't necessarily mean that all accountants are the same. Just like people in marketing are not all the same too. It could be as different as they do websites, they do brand. I mean, there's just the gambit of the different things in that umbrella. So really, honestly, what is your differentiator? Like, what is different about Guardian Accounting Services that is different than every other accounting company that everybody else has already heard of? Because you're the bomb.
Well, thank you, Patty. And that's a great question and probably one of the most often asked questions that I get. So thank you. Yes, I do accounting, but what most people commingle accounting with is their CPAs. CPAs are really trained and designated to do tax preparation. And I work with accountants all year long. So as you mentioned in my bio, I work to strategize. I'm working alongside the business owners to really get them at the end of the year. So when we meet with their CPA, they are really ready for that tax bill or lack of bill if we've done things correctly. But it's really what allows me to work with the CPAs very well. Sometimes I work as the translator with the business owner to what their CPAs are telling me. And they're probably my number one referral source. They are really good at preparing the tax returns, but not really getting into the nitty-gritty of those details. And that's where I come in with my business owners.
I love that because I think that a lot of times owners, when the end of the year comes and then they do get slapped with that bill, they're like, oh my goodness, but it's kind of too late then. And they didn't ask the right questions. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that your accountant, this is the person that you tell everything to, right? She's the holder of all your business secrets, especially around money. Right? So this is the person that you want to know because she's going to be able to help you, right? A lot of things that people think they can take off or a lot of things, oh, here's where I should spend my money or this is a good growth strategy. Maybe it is and maybe it's not. And so I really feel like that is so important. And Krista, I really believe that one of the things that you do is really provide financial clarity and peace of mind, right? So when we're in growth mode and we need strategic financial advice, I think that's really important because for entrepreneurs and business owners, sometimes it's a roller coaster, right? It's not like this straight line for your business, right? It's kind of meandering all over the place and knowing when to spend your money and when to make big purchases and when maybe you shouldn't, right? And if you are trying to scale your business or just sustain your business, right? All of those things are really important. So I think that is something that you do extremely well. But then with all that, what made you decide to create Dress Your Business for Success?
I would say that Dress Your Business for Success kind of started as a passion project. I know that I'm not for every client is not ready for me. We're all in different, every business owner is in a different stage of their business. And usually what I found is once they are ready to hire me and use our services, a lot of mistakes had already happened along the way. And it's usually a fight in those first 3 years, 5 years, because everybody starts a business because they have a passion for what they do, not because they have a passion for running a business. And most colleges, if the entrepreneur went to college, they're not getting a business education in how to actually run a business. So over my years, my many 10 plus years of accounting, I really saw a lot of the same patterns happen. And so I took all of that knowledge and created Dress Your Business for Success and my closet system to really enable each business owner to get a crash course business course to really set their financials up properly because the business runs around that financials. Most business owners do understand what a balance sheet and a profit and a loss are. Many cannot understand how to read those necessarily, but what a lot of businesses lack is that cash flow statement. It is probably the most important financial statement that a business offers. It lets you know where you're spending your money or where your money is coming in from. And so with this system, you're able now to get that crash course business class, apply it to your business, understand what you're doing, and really cut that learning curve in half.
I'm always willing to pay money for things that will cut my learning curve. It's probably the number one thing I am willing to pay money for. Anybody who could show me how they can cut my learning curve, literally, that's where you should be spending your money. So would you say that Dress Your Business for Success is for people that are not ready for you? Is it for people who don't really understand? Is it like for certain kinds of businesses, like certain kinds of businesses, like startups, maybe this is for them. So foundationally, they get it right. Or maybe is it more for people whose numbers aren't right and they can't quite afford an accountant? Like where are the parameters?
It covers both of them perfectly. I would love for a startup to start with this program and really cut the learning curve. If you don't mind, let me give you a little example of one of the clients. He had started a retail business and first time ever doing retail, kind of did a few things selling on eBay, but finally put forward a storefront. It was doing great. Sales were booming. Doing so well, in fact, that he really did raise the eye of the State Board. State Board of Equalization is what handles the sales tax. Unfortunately, he didn't realize he was supposed to be charging sales tax for the products that he sold. And by the time the sales tax, the State Board was done with him, he owed $60,000 in sales tax for 1 year with fines and penalties and ended up going out and getting a fast payday loan to pay that. And I swear, if I didn't see the loan statement myself, I would have thought it was illegal. 78% interest on that loan to pay off the State Board. Fortunately, he did not quite fix his mistake the second year and the State Board came back. and hit him again. And it was just one of those lessons that really helped solidify to me that a lot of the time, business owners just don't know what they don't know. And he got wiped up into it. Ultimately, he had to file bankruptcy. He closed the store. He's living a new life today in another business and has learned those. But by the time he had come into my office, he had paid back the initial loan three times over and still hadn't really touched that principal. And really, just that one bit of information could have set his business up in a totally different light and a different outcome today, I guess I could say, for saying that. So yeah, at startup, that would have also helped him immensely at the beginning. But for that person who's in year three, really doing okay, things are operating, but doesn't quite understand where the cash inflows are coming from or the cash outflows, what his overhead actually is to his business, but doesn't have the flexibility of his finances to hire someone like me. Yes, this would enable him to really get a better understanding of where his operating expenses may be to make room for that down the road and really dress his business for success as well.
Wow, that is powerful. I have to tell you, I have been bitten two times over things that I hadn't really thought of. My first time, which was super ridiculous that I did it, was, for those that don't know me, in my spare time, I like to make jewelry for my own self. Like, I don't sell it. I just make it, give it away to my family. But somebody told me that I should get an EIN number. So I went to all these craft shows and stuff and bought all my gemstones and earring things and stuff that I would save money. So I was like, oh, that's amazing. So I did, until I didn't file anything. And literally they sent me a bill for like thousands of dollars that literally was more than I ever spent. And I didn't even sell them. Now, when I did go down there, I was able to prove it, and it ended up being like $50 once I went down there and did it, which I think was because they just wanted to slap my hand. But really, it was just my ignorance of just not knowing. So that was like the first time. And then the second time for me was I lived in a state where that state had an additional tax when you did money. And I didn't know, and I put on an event and the event was really successful, but I didn't know that I should have been charging them that additional tax, and I didn't. And then I ended up having to pay it for everybody. So that was also a thing. And so to me, it's like, these are the things that, guess what? You could just pick up the phone and ask somebody a question, right? If you have an account and you can pick them up the question and say, hey, is this true that blah, 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 right? I think that makes a lot of sense. So I learned, now I don't do any decision without checking first, but sometimes they're little and sometimes they're big. And sometimes you think, wow, how come I didn't know that? Like, it feels like a no-brainer, but it feels like a no-brainer to somebody who that's what they do, right? Sometimes I see people do things in marketing that I think, well, that's kind of wasn't rocket science, but you never do know when we know what we know in our business. Correct. And sometimes we do. So I kind of love that you are that person, but I love that really that you're a strategist for business growth too. So it's not just like, oh, should I do this? And you're going to look at this. Like, that's what you help them to do and plan for too. So I think that is really powerful. However, I do really love that you created this program. So I have to say, when you first showed it to me, I was super excited because I love the whole dress your business for success and the closet, right? So that totally, you had me at closet. So before we dive into that, what does closet stand for?
And this is probably one of my favorite parts to share that. So thank you, Patty. Closet is for cash, liabilities, overhead, sales, expenses, and taxes. So I break down each of the major points of your business in each of these modules to enable you to really understand the closet of your business.
Oh, wow. That's really good. So can we break it down a little bit more? Because I understand that when you're doing this, like, people don't understand about cash inflow and outflow and some of these things. So could you, if we took it letter by letter, could you kind of break it down a little bit? Like, what does that actually mean for us?
Absolutely.
For them?
Yeah. So cash being the first module, of course, we're talking about your cash. And we do talk about the inflows and the outflows of your business. Often I had found that many a times business owners really can't tell you where their money is coming from or which product is generating the revenue. So this module does enable you to see all the different areas which that cash is coming in, because cash is king. Got to have the cash to keep it going. And then we go into the L, liabilities. And that is all the debt pretty much to your business. If you're in retail, having E, because you're purchasing inventory, that coming into your shelf and really taking an understanding in particular fields where you can save on that by taking those cash credits when they come in. Many medical practitioners, if you purchase inventory and you pay it within 10 days, you can save thousands of dollars increasing your cash, but many businesses just wait until the last day of things to be paid. And that really does hold off some of that growth potential. The O is for overhead. And that is really your operational expenses. Understanding what expenses you need to run the day-to-day of your business. There is a big difference between a want and a need. And sometimes, particularly in this world of credit cards, each business owner really does need to understand the difference of the want and the need and what they need to actually propel the sale of their business and keep it growing. Then we go into sales, and that's really understanding more of those product lines that you may be offering, particularly when you're diverging into a difference. So for example, I have coaches that are used to doing a service, but now may find that they actually have some products that they want to sell, and really understanding to ensure that they don't get caught up in those sales tax issues and charging appropriately and getting their sales tax permits when needed. And then we go into the expenses, and that's going to break you down a little bit more into those expenses of your business, partly into fixed and operating and understanding the difference between those two and how they affect your business and your cash flow. And then lastly is those taxes. There's so many different types of taxes, sales tax, payroll tax, workman's comp tax, income tax, state, federal. There's a lot of different areas. Letting you know when each one is appropriate. Should not forget that district tax you brought up there earlier in your example, Patty. So really understanding what type of business you have, what kind of taxes you may have, and where those resources are, because they are different from state to state. So I provided the different outlets for you to find exactly where you are as well. So there it is, the closet system.
See, so really honestly, if you're one of those closet people who think that you have it all together, you may have just realized that you need to come out of that closet and realize that you need help. So whether you're ready to hire an accountant or whether you want to actually do some type of a system like this first, do you ever have people, Krista, who start with the Dress Your Business for Success and then they kind of do and they're like, no, I don't want to do this, because sometimes there's things we like to do and we don't like to do. And sometimes we want to do it because we don't feel like we want to hand it over yet for whatever reason. And then all of a sudden we're like, no, I don't want to do this. So do you have people who literally transition from one to the other?
Absolutely. And that's probably one of the best parts that we do offer into that, because it's one of those you don't know until, and sometimes, yeah, you'll get into it and say, no, I actually serve my business better by getting out and actually selling it and getting out of this back office. But it's educating yourself a bit on what it all entails to really know, yes, this is not something I want to do. I no longer want to DIY this. And then you have that conversation of allowing them to come over to the guardian aspect of our business and taking it over. But in those two, we're working side by side with our clients. I have a couple of clients who have a transition that they are processing their own AP and their own sales, but they're like, Krista, I don't want to touch payroll. I never want to touch payroll. Let me for a way. So that's what goes into our customized packages to enable the customers to do what they want and outsource what they don't want, and then be working together to review those financials and make adjustments each month or each quarter to ensure we're meeting their goals that they want by the end of the year.
So basically what you're saying is, because we know that every business is not one size fits all, that you actually are able to customize it for them based on their business.
Absolutely, perfectly said there. Yes.
Well, I think that's really good, because I think also at different times in your business, that could change too, right? Like maybe right now in your business, you have the time, and then all of a sudden, now things are really taking off and you have to ask yourself, where should you be spending your time, right? I kind of work by the work in my brilliance and hire others to work in theirs. Right. And I feel like that has always made me more money by doing that. Right. Because I feel like if it's not your strength, it's also going to be so far down your to-do list that is not going to be like, I know we love that eat that frog philosophy of getting it done, but I'm not thinking that accounting is one of those things that people wake up in the morning and say, I'm just going to eat that frog and do it. I'm kind of guessing, I could be wrong, but I kind of think that's probably not true. So if it's not your thing, it's probably the thing you're trying to do at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And like, why do it? Right. And I have to tell you, from the time I met you, Krista, it has always been amazing to me from so many levels, like, because you are a networker. I love the way your brain thinks, right? You are really good at connecting the dots. And as you've done all these things, right, I kind of cut through all the stuff and get right to what's important. And I thought of that from you being a networker to connecting the way you do referrals. But also, I really see that in here, like, it's in the numbers. Like, not everybody is a number person. Okay. And I find that people are usually this or this. And you are both one of the few people I know who can perfectly balance left brain, right brain in a way that really you can be of service, right? And I think that is like amazing. And the fact that you are able to get into the weeds, so to speak, right, when we don't want to, and be able to look at that and really kind of say, what is it that you're looking for? Because you might want to think about doing this. It's not like you're just sending over your, let me just send over my things and we're going to put them in QuickBooks for you. It's not that.
Right. And I can get you that. That is out there and at a little lower rate, but that's not what we are. We are working to get you to that goal, not just regurgitate the data and send you on your way. We really do work to make sure you understand what all those numbers are within your business, because that information allows each of our business owners to make those strategic decisions and obtain the information to really excel their business further than they may have thought.
No, I think that's really important. And because you talked earlier about how you work hand in hand alongside PAs, are there other businesses that within this that you actually work alongside as well that are really good? Because I think that somebody like you, when you're in business growth and you're a strategist, man, as somebody who is the founder of Guardian Accounting, like, I would see where you're also the person to go to if you might need some other things, right? You already see my numbers. You already see this. Like, isn't it kind of great if you also can be the person to refer me to the other one? So I'm sure you have relationships built with people who also serve your market as well. So who else could they really be able to come to you for that you work alongside as well?
Yeah, I appreciate that question because I got asked it on Monday. I was talking with a gentleman and I'm joining a new mastermind. And his question to me is, why are you joining this mastermind? And my response was to meet new people. I believe I have found that when in doubt, you ask your accountant and when you don't know where to go. And so I've made it also my mission to know a lot of people in a lot of different industries to enable to know where to direct my clients to. I can see, hey, we got a marketing problem, or hey, I can see we've got a culture problem or a legal problem when I'm looking through those numbers, but I know I'm not that expert to help my client. So I want to find the experts in each one of the fields to send my client over and know that they're going to get the information they need to resolve that issue or to correct that or to scale that. And so I really do work very hard to increase my network, find really good people within their industry and their zone of genius, because ultimately it does help my clients to be better business owners themselves.
I love that. And from that, I love the different ways that you serve. So I am really excited that when I ask you things that you say yes. So thank you so much for that. And when I asked you to write for the Marketing Media Money Magazine, and would you please write a column? Because I feel like the information, since you can serve clients across the US and beyond, that because of that, sometimes it's like the things we don't know what we don't know, right? We don't know what we don't know. And sometimes, like, you'll say something, I'll be like, what? And I'm pretty darn successful, right? And you'll say things because we are experts in our industry, right? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you have been real great with that. One of the things also I think is phenomenal is how you serve, like in your community and the boards that you serve on. I am actually a part of your book club, which I am really enjoying as a new member of that. I'm really loving that and that community there too, right? I think that is amazing. But with that said, the way you spotlight, so for example, in the newsletter that you send out, I love that in that newsletter that you actually serve others in your newsletter and you let us know, like literally you have nailed it. Like when I see all the things that you're involved in, that you're sharing with us and how you serve, and yet you're spotlighting other people, yet you're giving me really great information. It is literally one of the best newsletters I have ever seen. And I have to tell you, the numbers that she is getting too, unbelievable. I asked her this question and when she told me, I almost fell off my chair. So yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot, Krista. So what are those open rates and click-through rates that you have? Because they're like phenomenal.
It's 78% on the newsletter. And I will say when I first, like people are like, what? And then people were responding back to my newsletter saying, thank you. Or, oh, this was great. Or, hey, can you tell me more information? And I really thought about it. Like, I've never done that to a newsletter before myself. Do people normally do that? And it was asking people like you, Patty, who are in the marketing world to say, no, that is not that. Industry average is around 12 to 20%. So it really does keep me on my toes to ensure that I am continually providing the information that my readers, clients, networking partners really want to read.
I was amazed when I asked you that because you're right. Open rates, and it's not just open rates. There's a lot of other things to look at, click-through rates. I could literally go on and on about that, but that's not what we're talking about right now. But I have to tell you, for my magazine, I literally thought that at somewhere between 58 and 60% for us was like phenomenal. When you told me that, I was like, really? How amazing is that? So I really love that. And kudos to you for that, which kind of leads me into a question that you shared with me a week or so ago about how you are now creating a news second newsletter, right? Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about that. Like, who is that? How are you going to serve with that? What's your audience there and what we can expect from that? Because I think it's amazing.
Yeah. So I put some thought into different ways. Like we said, Patty, Guardian Accounting has a different market than Dress Your Business for Success. But I am living in the business where I'm trying to serve and I want to get that information out. So I have created a newsletter, the 411. And with that, I'm giving four tips in each, one resource to help in that issue, and then one quote. And so I'm really getting that at just in the start launch. It's coming out probably in the next week or two. And I'm really excited about this one. It's going to be a little bit more driven towards the individual and different information that they can get out at the tip of their finger. Still a lot of value going into that, but not as so much of the resource highlight of all the different individuals that you may see in the other. So this one's a little more based right toward the reader and hot topics that are coming out or things I find in the industry that are really something that can help them, just that one tweak or falsity that goes out there to help better inform my readers.
Well, I think that's really great. And nowadays, we love snackable information, as I like to call it, right? Like, we just really love that. I know a lot of times it used to be we liked these nice, robust ones. And for me, I put them in a file and say, oh, I'm going to go back and read that when I have more time. Right? And that's what happens. But I'm very lucky that I was able to see a sneak peek of it. And it is amazing. And I think you really nailed it with that, right? So, I mean, if you're getting a 78% on your first one, I am pretty sure that it's going to be pretty high here too. But I love that it's nice and focused, really easy. You're going to open it up right now. You're going to get that information. I love that you're giving a resource. You're kind of the resource girl. That's kind of what you're known for and stuff. And I really love that. And yet that resource is really based on the trends and, like you said, where they can really help. But I love that they don't have to pick one, right? It's not like, oh, I can only have this or only have this. Like, I would say that your newsletters or e-zines or whatever we want to call them right now, I think are something that I know for me, I read every single one of yours, right? I probably have to say there's like, probably I'm going to say off the top of my head about six people that I get them in there in my inbox and I stop and read them. And yours is one of those. So I think that is really great. And just so you know, if you're listening to this right now, the link is below. And so you should be able to get it and grab it, get right on there right away, because I think that would be really great. And you have another gift too. You're just that girl.
I do. Thank you. And yeah, when you had asked me to write in the magazine, hey, I'm an accountant. I'm not a writer. I thought that was fun, a little out of my comfort zone, and I jumped right on that. So thank you again. But I did prepare the accountant in me. I find, particularly with it being the beginning of the year, a lot of businesses do not create a budget. And I'm not saying you got to create a budget and necessarily stick to every penny of that. But creating that budget does enable you to see what you need to do with your business to meet those goals. We started a business so we could make money. Do not be ashamed of that. I want you guys to make as much money as you possibly can, but you got to know what you need in that business. So what I prepared is a budget-friendly Excel spreadsheet that totals things up, breaks it out, and enables each business owner to really get an idea of where they are spending their money and where they may need to make adjustments.
Which I think kind of also leads into whether they choose to start with the Dress Your Business for Success program, whether they're going to go straight to Guardian Accounting or whether they still want to think that they can do it themselves, whichever the case may be, there's value in all of that, right? There's value in all of that. So we will have the links below. Just click away. I am going to personally endorse Krista and tell you, you want to make sure you sign up for that and make sure that you are following along this year and reading her articles. They're really good. So if you're not already a subscriber to the magazine, go to marketingmediamoney.com and you will be able to tap into that. So that will be really great. And we're at the point right now where I love to ask my guests. This is the Marketing Media Money podcast. And while you have shared so generously, if you had to narrow it down to one Marketing Media Money strategy, what would that strategy be?
Don't be a commingled mess. So within that, I would say many business owners, you're starting off, they don't realize, hey, you're starting a business, yes, to make money. But business owners commingle their personal and their business assets. And you'll find yourself either overvaluing or undervaluing your business very quickly. And a lot of times, depending on your business structure, you could be getting yourself in a little bit of legal trouble by piercing that corporate veil. So don't commingle. Go get a business account. Keep your credit cards separate. And you will be able to obtain a better picture of your business health. Plus, be able to understand how much money you need to support yourself within that business so you can set the goals. So yes, please, church and state. It's important for business and personal as well.
I love that. So first of all, I'm going to invite you to go and come out of the closet, like I said, check out her closet and go to dressyourbusinessforsuccess.com. The link is below as well. But if you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, this girl is the bomb, just like you said, Patty. Oh, I've been looking for an accountant. Literally go to myguardianaccounting.com. The link for that will also be below too. So whether you are leaning more towards Dress Your Business for Success and you're thinking, oh my gosh, thank you so much, Patty. This is exactly what I've been looking for. Or maybe you know someone else that this might be perfect for. Right? That's a great place to start. Or whether you just want to connect with Krista because you just really can tell how amazing she is and you want to be able to connect with her, that's really great too. Go to her website. You'll see all of her social there and be able to connect with her as well. Make sure you read the magazine. Most important thing is here, connect with her because you want to have her as part of your network. So Krista, thank you so much for coming on the show, being so brilliant like you always are and so generous. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Patty. It was a great time. I really did enjoy it. And thank you for all you do and really bringing the awareness to the money and the marketing and the media. And I love your magazine. You put out a lot of great stuff and you also are a master networker. So I do appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And thank you to our audience. I appreciate you showing up every single week and trusting me to know that the influencer, the industry expert that we bring on is somebody that you need to hear, to learn from. I always like to say our hashtag is listen, learn, leverage. That's kind of our hashtag. So either you or share it with somebody else. But if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. So thank you again for being here, everybody. Make sure that you have a phenomenal, productive, and profitable day. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.